Welcome to MadTech Daily. I'm your host, Dot. As always, bringing you the biggest stories in marketing and ad tech. Let's dive into today's news. First up, in the social world, BeReal, the photo-sharing app that champions authenticity, has been snapped up by video game maker Voodoo for a whopping €500 million. That's about £422 million for our UK listeners. Voodoo's CEO spilled the beans on their plans to introduce paid advertising on BeReal to turn a profit. Now, BeReal's downloads have been on a bit of a decline since their peak in late 2022, but they've kept a steady base of active users every month. However, it'll be interesting to see how those loyal users react to the incoming ads. Switching gears to the world of advertising, we've got some promising numbers to share. Global ad spend is predicted to rise by 7.8% this year, bringing the total to approximately £772 billion, according to GroupM. This is a nice bump up from the 5.3% growth they forecasted back in December. The surge is mainly driven by China's economic recovery and an uptick in investments towards digital, CTV and retail media. Speaking of retail media, it's expected to flourish, with a forecasted growth of 17.5%. Over in the UK, ad revenue is projected to grow by 4.9%. Overall, it's looking pretty bright for the ad industry. Lastly, some shake-ups in the entertainment industry. The merger talks between Paramount and Skydance have come to a screeching halt. Shari Redstone pulled the plug on negotiations to sell her controlling stake of Paramount to Skydance. This move has ended months of discussions that aim to merge the two companies. National Amusements, the parent company of Paramount and owned by the Redstone family, cited that both parties couldn't agree on mutually acceptable terms. It seems Redstone might now be looking to buy National Amusements outright, without trying to merge Paramount. And there you have it, today's top stories on MadTech Daily. Check out ExchangeWire for our latest video interview with Skyrise, which looks at the opportunities and challenges of telco. And you won't want to miss our latest interview with Kinetix's Jen Chen, discussing the cookieless future, focusing on both advertisers and publishers. Thank you for joining me, and stay tuned for more updates on the latest in media and tech. See you next time.